Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Critically acclaimed indie folk musician Casey Neal is returning to Barncastle in Blue Hill Saturday for a WERU benefit concert. As of the time I'm recording this, there are still tickets available. Last time, I believe they did sell out, though. So if you're interested in purchasing a ticket, you can go to weru.org, and the information is right at the top of our front page. The Wilson Museum in Castine will be kicking off their season of demonstrations with a hands-on history open house this coming Sunday. Demonstrations will include blacksmithing, quill work, rope work, basket making, and wooden boat building. There will also be a hunt for dinosaur eggs that the kids can take home to hatch. And the main Seacoast Mission will be at the town dock from 1 to 5, offering a floating open house aboard their 74-foot flagship vessel, Sunbeam. That's all happening at and around the Wilson Museum in Castine this coming Sunday, June 30th. The hands-on history open house at the museum campus will be from 2 to 5, and as I said, the floating open house at the town dock will be from 1 to 5. For more information, you can go to wilsonmuseum.org. Next Tuesday, Friends of Sears Island will host a guided hike of the greatest hits around the island, led by Maine Master Naturalist and Friends of Sears Island Advisory Group member Chloe Chun. The hike will take in some of the island's most spectacular sights while traversing through a variety of ecosystems. Chloe will first lead the group along the western shore of the island so participants can see where the proposed offshore wind manufacturing facility would be sited and what shoreline and island habitat stands to be lost. Hikers will explore some of the island's most beautiful sections of trails, as well as the southern shore and tide pools, the eastern ledges, the old foundations of the Sears family summer house and the farmhouse on the homestead trail, and the milkweed field, where they may spot some butterflies. Chloe will be sharing about the natural history of the island throughout the walk. The hike will be approximately 5 to 6 miles, covering a variety of terrain from rocky shoreline to trails with exposed roots and bog bridging. Participants should bring a bag lunch, plenty of water and sun protection, and take precautions against ticks. Swimming is also an option for those who are interested. Pets are not permitted. The hike is happening next Tuesday, July 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is free, but space is limited, so to reserve a spot, email outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. Again, that's outreach@friendsofsearsisland.org. In Belfast, a new organization called the Crockpot will be holding an Interdependence Day event focused on community building, mutual aid, the gift economy, and a variety of activities for all ages, coming up on Saturday, July 6th. Organizers say the Crockpot aims to bring people together to learn how the community can better support one another in a multitude of ways. There will be a fair featuring a wide variety of local groups offering valuable free services to the community, along with music, games, creative and thoughtful workshops, a potluck room, a give and take room, and opportunities to connect with others in meaningful ways. The Interdependence Day event will be held from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 6th at the UU Church in Belfast. The event is free and the building is wheelchair accessible. For more information, to volunteer to help out, or if you need assistance with transportation, email neiljacobs@crockpotbelfastmaine@gmail.com. Again, that's neiljacobs@crockpotbelfastmaine.com. Around Town is going to be out of town for the first 2 weeks in July, so if you're having a community event, be sure to post it on our community calendar. Community calendar events are listed on our website, and they are also read on air off and on throughout the day. Just go to weru.org, click on Community Calendar, and fill out the form. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.